Order. Order.
As promised, the government ran the House under urgency this week, starting on Tuesday night and gaining an extra 10.5 hours of chamber time before adjourning at 6 as usual on Thursday evening. In that time, the House got through just over half of the 10 items in the urgency motion, mostly second and third readings and committee stages of bills, the government making no attempt on this occasion to skip the stage that bills spend with select committees open to submissions from the public. Among the most controversial measures were two amendments to the labour laws, one extending the 90-day trial period to include all potential employers, and the other enabling workers to cash in the fourth week of their annual holiday. Both were set down for their second readings and committee stages, bringing together two old foes with a history of exchanging both verbal and physical blows. From the blue corner, Tohenere.
Ask any worker, sir, on any job site, whose holiday is it? And, sir, in the select committee, I continue to ask that question of the union representatives and anybody who came to the select committee making a submission. And it was quite clear that the answer, every time I asked it, it belonged to the worker, not to the union organisation, and certainly not to the party in opposition today, sir.
And on Wednesday night, they included Labour, who normally speak for the workers. But with Nationals' Tohenere invading their space, their Trevor Mallard in the red corner was forced to box clever.
I think it's fair to say that in Schedule 2, there is the only one sub-clause. There's no subparts A or B of the clause, and therefore what has happened is that there is quotation marks around the beginning and the end of it. And so that, you know, for that reason, that's probably it. But then when one goes to the parental leave change, one can see that the quotation mark is partway through the line.
As well as tidying up punctuation, Trevor Mallard found other ways of eating up the government's valuable chamber time.
I move that the Speaker be recalled for a ruling on the matter that you have just ruled on.
And so Deputy Speaker Lindsay Tish was called to the Chamber to rule on the ruling made by Assistant Speaker Rick Barker.
I uphold the Chairman's ruling. It is consistent with rulings of previous speakers.
Allowing Tohenere to start again.
Ask any worker, sir, on any job site, whose holiday is it?
Which is where we came in. Both bills emerged from their committee stage and now await a third reading. The Maori Party voting for the holidays bill, but not the extension of the 90-day trial period. One bill that did get its third and final reading this week, taken before the start of urgency on Tuesday, was the Rugby World Cup Empowering Bill, which featured this stirring speech from Nationals Chief Whip Chris Tremaine about the 1961 test at Athletic Park, where New Zealand beat France 5-3.
You'll recall an 80-mile-per-hour gale that whipped off the Southern Ocean and straight down Athletic Park. With 15 minutes to play, the game tied at nil-all, a try finally came. Not to New Zealand, but to France. A pass from Connor had missed Wolfe 30 yards from the French line, and before Wolfe could recover the loose ball, Piquet had grabbed it and was making upfield. Bearing left, he drew Mackay in field before tossing a pass to the now unmarked Dupuy, who bolted the last 40 yards to the line, scoring 8 yards in from the left corner. Albagero failed with the almost impossible task of converting it into the teeth of the gale. From the restart, Mackay narrowly missed scoring. But from a scrum on the French line, Lacroix passed down to Lacar to clear. The fullback's kick was charged down by Tremaine, who fell on the ball 10 yards in from the corner. Don Clark took the conversion attempt back to the 25 and kicked almost parallel to the goal line for the wind to catch the ball and miraculously carry it over the bar to give New Zealand the lead and to cruelly dash the French hopes.
Good to know that one Tremaine had talent.
Despite urgency, there were the usual daily dozen questions for ministers, including this tricky one from Labour's Sue Moroney for Nationals' Georgina Te Huhu, who's taken over from Pansy Wong as acting Women's Affairs Minister.
Does she agree with National Party MP Georgina Te Huhu when she said on August 14, 2003, that the Ministry of Women's Affairs is a, quote, historic sexist relic and should have been scrapped?
The Honourable Georgina Te Huhu.
In all fairness, Mr. Speaker, I don't remember saying that.
Parliament resumes at 2 on Tuesday. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.